Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, and today is the key to the power, connecting and creating. You learn to manifest whatever it is that you really, really, really want. I am CJ Savage, and I'm also known as the Hypnosis Queen. If you'd like to have more information on myself or what I do, you can go to www.thehypnosisqueen.com. You can also download any hypnosis audio for only $9.99 now at cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. And that is www.cdbaby.com/artist/CHERYLJSAVAGE. Okay, you can email me if you have questions or comments, and I really do appreciate the questions and the comments that you send over to me. I enjoy them, actually. Please try to keep them short. My email address is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Okay, this is like a crash course today on how to manifest. The key to power, and the power is actually, you can call it whatever you like. I refer to it as God's energy or God. Scientists refer to it as source or source energy. It doesn't matter what you call it or what your belief system is, what your religion is. It really doesn't matter. There is only one higher power. It is very real. It runs into and through everything here in this world. And everything in this world, our world, is made up of energy. You are pure energy. Everything in this world is energy. Everything is connected. So you want to change your life, or maybe just one area of your life, or maybe just one thing in your life, or something about your life, or you would not be listening now. So this is going to give you the ability to change whatever it is that you really want to change. But nevertheless, you want to make a change. So what do you do? Well, most people focus on what they don't want instead of what they do want. And that's your first mistake. Then there is all this negative chatter that's going on in your daily consciousness that you think you can't control. Most people tell me that they didn't even know they could control it. They didn't know that they had a choice. That this negative chatter that goes through your head on a daily basis, it's just what you're doing is you're living by default. You're allowing this to flow into your physical consciousness, your awareness, but you don't do anything about it. And this negative chatter may consist of thinking about, remembering, recalling a past experience or an event or a memory of something that someone did or something someone said. And along with that, it's usually wrong, bad, or negative memories that lead to what we call the three C's, criticize, compare, and control, or criticize, condemn, and complain. Either way, they cripple you. And what you're doing is you're allowing this to create blockages within yourself, within your energy field, of getting what it is that you really want. How many times have you heard me say, if you've been listening to me, I will tell you, and I know it's been scientifically proven, that whatever you believe and you can conceive, your mind will achieve. Whatever your mind can conceive and you believe, you will achieve no matter what it is, no matter what. So my question I have been looking for, because I am a hypnotherapist, I hypnotize people, I override that physical consciousness that creates the things that you don't want. So how is it that we can make you believe something that's really not true? Because if we can make you believe something that's not true, then you're going to achieve it, no matter what. But before we get there, there are a couple of things that you're going to need to do. And some of you, this lesson will, you can put this right into effect immediately. And you, this will be a very easy, quick lesson, and you can get right into it, and it'll just be more or less kind of fine-tuning your life to get what you want. And then there are others out there listening that may have a lot more work to do. The first thing that you need to do before you become a true manifester is to get control of the thoughts that you think. Control your thinking. Control your mind. You need to master your mind. And I'm going to tell you how to do that in just a second. It's really very easy. All you have to do is put in some effort and actually do it, and then it's done. But know that everything that has happened in your life, all the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, everything that's happened, all your thoughts, all your feelings, and all your emotions have brought you to exactly where you are right now. You don't think so? You don't like it? Then let's change it, because it's true. All your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions have gotten you to where you are right now, exactly where you are. And you can start changing it now. You can change it. Some of you have been listening and following me all along, and so you're really not going to have really much work to do here. Maybe just some guidance here, and you'll be great manifestors. While some of you really have more work to do, so I'm going to explain a little bit of that. Before you connect with your higher power, your higher self, and manifest, there's just a couple little things you need to fine-tune. First of all, and foremost, important thing to do, if you've not already done this, train your brain. Get control of your mind. Master your mind. This is really actually to stop all the negative, wrong, bad thoughts that's just randomly flowing into your mind. The easiest, fastest way to do this, getting control of your physical consciousness and to master your mind so that you control what thoughts that you think, is simply by, now are you listening? Get a very thin rubber band that fits on your wrist very comfortably and start wearing it. And you have to be honest with yourself. If you really want to be successful in life, you have to be honest with yourself. And to be honest here, every time you have a wrong, bad, or negative thought, you simply snap that rubber band on the underside of your wrist, you know, where it's the most tender under there, not on top of the wrist, but on the underside of the wrist. And don't snap it so hard that you damage your skin, but snap it hard enough that it hurts, like a little shocker, because these bad, wrong, and negative thoughts that you think is just randomly flowing into your mind and you just can't seem to stop that negative chatter is nothing more than a bad habit. And bad habits can be broken. And by simply wearing that rubber band and being honest with yourself that every time you even start to say something or you start to think something that is wrong or bad or negative in any way, snap the rubber band, and then immediately replace that thought, whatever thought you're having, with a good positive affirmation. Now, an affirmation is a statement you are affirming, and one of the best affirmations that you can use, I think, and is easy to think and say, and really takes control of your life as well, just simply say to yourself or out loud, whatever you're doing there, say, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Providing that you say it like you mean it. Even if you're saying it inside of yourself, say it like you're trying to convince yourself with every cell of your being. You are determined to make yourself believe it. Your life depends on it. So you're all of a sudden, we associate everything with something. So all of a sudden, you see rice on the menu. And that reminds you of a bad experience, a very negative bad experience in the past. Maybe it's some jail time and all you got was rice. And so then you turned against rice and you hate rice. So it creates all this flood of memories that just flows into your mind randomly because you've not mastered your mind. You do not control the thoughts that you think. And if you do this simple little exercise and do it for, just be determined to do it for 60 days, it will change the entire rest of your life. You will actually learn to control every single thought that comes into your physical consciousness. You will bring it in because you choose to bring it in. You will not allow any more of that random negative thoughts to flow in. But negative thinking is nothing other than a bad habit. And what I'm going to teach you today is to become a manifester. And in order to manifest and get what it is that you want, then you have to stop focusing on what you don't want. And when people focus on what they don't want, all they do is get more of it. And when you allow this negative chatter, this negative thoughts and feelings and emotions to come in, it reverses all the work that we're going to learn to do today. So while you're manifesting, let's say you're flooded with bills and debt. So you don't focus on, I don't want more debt, because you're still focusing on debt. You want to focus on, I am abundant. I have more money than I need to pay my bills. I have more than enough money to pay my bills. You're going to focus on the positive only, not on the negative. So we have to start by getting rid of all this negative chatter, all this negative thoughts, no matter what your situation is, no matter if it's your health, and if your health is very, very poor, you can change that. You have the power within you to change your health, and I know that for a fact because that is my forte. I can help people to heal of anything. I don't care what it is. I don't care if the doctors tell you there isn't any cure for whatever it is that you have. You created it in the first place because everything starts in the mind. So everything that starts in the mind that you create, you can also undo that. I need a drink. So the first thing I want you to do, if you've not done so already, is I want you to learn to master your mind. Simply get control of the thoughts that you think and stop all the negative thinking. The negative thinking leads to negative feelings. Negative feelings lead to negative emotions, which then you wonder, why are you so depressed? And that can be, even if it's a temporary situation on a one-day basis or if it's a permanent depression problem. Depression, in most people, I'm not going to tell you that it's every single person, but in most people, depression comes from all that negative chatter that flows through the mind randomly that you don't or can't control. It's that simple. The easiest thing I want you, the easiest affirmation that you, and I don't want you to, if you can think of something positive every time you have a negative thought, then more power to you, but that would be very difficult. It'd be very hard. So every time you have a negative thought or someone starts to even talk negatively, just say to yourself every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Or you might say, every day, in every way, my image of myself is getting better and better. So say it like you mean it. Say it with momentum. When you say that statement, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better, that statement will literally, physically change your chemistry within so much that you will feel it. And if you've not tried it, then just simply try it. And just keep saying that statement over and over within yourself a few times until you are feeling it. It has healing benefits throughout the entire body. Now, if you're home alone or you're by yourself or you're in your car alone, say it out loud. You can say it verbally, out loud. You can scream it, you know, no one's around. And if someone is around and they don't mind you screaming it, then go ahead and do that too. But if you're with other people, just simply start saying that to yourself silently in your mind, to yourself. But upon discovering a bad, wrong, or negative thought flowing into your mind or your awareness, snap the rubber band. And then start saying your affirmation over and over as if your life depends on it until you feel better. And the negative chatter will stop. You will feel that vibrational frequency within yourself raise up. It can even bring you from a down and out feeling state to bringing you up to making you feel better. So now if you have not mastered the mind, being in control of the thoughts that you think, no matter what happens or goes on in your life, then you need to do this. Anywhere from, I'm going to tell you 60 to 90 days, but if you do it for at least 45 days, I guarantee you will start to see a change. You'll start to see a difference. If you really need big changes in your life, then I would strongly suggest that you do it for at least 90 days. It will clean up your life. getting rid of all the negative thoughts, rid of all the negative feelings, and getting in control of your mind, mastering your mind, can make your life do a 360. I've seen it. I've even done it myself. Others who are the masters of negative thinking, which means they do a lot of it, and no matter what the situation is, no matter what you talk about, they have something negative to say or something negative input to put into it, I call those people crap magnets. So you may need to get a great big sack of those rubber bands. I buy them like 1,000 in a bag, and I give them to my clients. They're a very thin rubber band. You don't want a wide one, a very thin one, but fits very loosely on your wrist when you wear it. And they make some very large, thin rubber bands. So if you're a crap magnet, then I would suggest that you get a very large bag of rubber bands and start to make big changes in your life. And you can do this if you simply follow my directions and do what I'm telling you to do today. First thing you need to do is get rid of all the negative thinking, all the negative feelings. The rubber band will actually break that bad habit of negative thoughts, and you will learn to master your mind. If you just do this one little simple exercise, like I'm telling you, you will see and feel a huge difference in your life. This one little exercise can and will make a dramatic and positive change in your life, and even in every area of your life. I don't care what you have going on. I don't care if you are facing some huge bills or lawsuits or cancer. I mean, these are the kind of things that people think are real difficulties and it brings them down. But the fact is, depends on your state of mind and how you think and feel will have a huge impact, will determine the outcome in the end. And that's a fact. But you do have the ability to change any situation in your life. You just have to start by mastering your mind. So if you have mastered this step already, then you're ahead of most people. Okay, the second thing that you are going to have to do is get rid of all your old beliefs that are blocks to what it is that you want or want to change. Now, I could actually talk to you about this all day long and try to explain this process and how it works and why you're going to do the things that you do, but we don't have that kind of time. We don't have time for that, and most of you don't even really care anyway. So what I'm going to do is simply tell you what to do and how to do it, and you can start practicing, and if you do what I tell you to do, you will feel it in a very big way. And then you will start to see and witness magic, miracles in your life as you connect to the higher power, overriding all your old beliefs and becoming manifestors, creators, or I guess I should say co-creators of a higher power. I personally call it God, call it whatever you want, but it is phenomenal, and you will feel the magic. Scientists and some of you may call it source, or source energy. So, before we start, the one thing that you're going to need to do, that you're going to have to figure out, is what it is that you want. And so, I would suggest that if you don't know, and most of you don't know what you want, which is a very hard and difficult thing for people to figure out, what I don't want you to do is have 100 different things that you want, and you can't figure out which one it is that you really, really want. So I want you to focus on just one goal, one thing that it is that you really, really want. And if you don't know how to do this, I've talked about this before, but a short lesson in goal writing is simply sit down and I want you to write what it is that you want. You write your goals, what it is that you want to have or what you want to be or what you want to do. You write it down, what it is that you want. After you write down, say, 20 things that you want, you write these things down, and if you think of something, you know, tomorrow that you want, you can add it to your list. But when you write something down that you want, after you write it, put down the why. Why do you want it? I mean, you could write down, I want $1 million. Why do you want $1 million? Oh, I don't know. It'd be great. Then I wouldn't have to work anymore. Well, that's probably why you don't have $1 million, because God doesn't want you to quit working. So you don't want to just have it because, oh, well, that'd be nice to have. If you have a really strong why, you're going to feel it. And when you write down the why you wanted it, why you want this, then you're going to start to become very passionate about it. As you write why you want it, you might think of all kinds of really good reasons to justify why it is that you want it. Now, if one lady says, I want $2 million because my daughter has cancer and that's the treatment I have to come up with, the money I have to come up with in order for her to get that treatment, she has a very strong why. And for her to manifest that will really not be that difficult. It will come. But for the person that wants, say, even $1 million, only half that much, just because it'd be fun, because it'd be nice, probably isn't going to happen. So what you want, what it is that you want to manifest, it has to be something you really, really want. Remember, what you can conceive and believe you will achieve, no matter what. So first you have to conceive it. It has to be a reality. Something that is justifiable within yourself, what you want. So if you don't know, just simply do what I tell you to do and write down all the things that you do want, and then you write the why do you want it. You're going to find that some of these things, you don't even have a good reason why you want it, and you'll start to feel even silly that you even put it on the list. And then there are other things that you've become so passionate about, you just start building more and more passion for why you want that. You just move it right to the top of your list. So just start doing today to manifest and connect that higher power. I want you to first figure out what it is that you really do, really, really want. Something that you really want to achieve or have or be, whatever it is, you have a really good reason, a really strong reason. However, most people just keep focused on more what they don't want, what they don't like, and what they don't want to be. So you're going to have to stop doing all that. You're going to have to stop all the negative chatter. And when you do the first exercise with the rubber band, that will all stop. So as a beginner, as a new manifester, I want you to try to just stick to one goal. I know you might think, no, but I've got two or three. I don't know which ones. They're all really, really important. Well, that's fine. Let's just go with one, though. Focus on one at a time just to start. And also, make your first goal, whatever it is that you want to achieve, don't make it like a huge mountain to climb. You know, let's just go for a hill to start with. What we're going to do here is we're just going to do a simple exercise just to demonstrate in the feeling and connecting to your higher power or source energy or God, whatever you want to call it. And once you start, I want you to do this about 10 minutes, just start for at least 10 minutes. And the more you get into it, you may even want to do it longer. I've actually had people tell me they'll do it for several hours a day, which I've not ever done that. But 10 minutes to 30 minutes, if it's something, a really super strong desire, something that you just have to achieve or have or do, then you might want to spend a little more time on it. And I have actually tested this and have manifested within 2 weeks. So, and that's only doing it, say, 10 to 20 minutes in the morning, maybe again in the middle of the day, and then again in the evening before I go to sleep. So if there is something you really want, I would strongly suggest that you take a minimum of 10 minutes, minimum, 10 minutes, maybe up to even 20 or 30 minutes a day, three times a day, which is really no big deal if it's something that you really do want. And you're going to actually practice this on a daily basis. I would really like to hear feedback from you in how it goes, how long it takes you to achieve it. Did you do it in a few days? Did you do it in 2 weeks? Did it take 2 months or 4 months? But what I do is I do this upon awakening. I actually set my alarm for 30 minutes early, and I do this. Then I will do it while I'm driving down the road, because I'm usually driving by myself, riding by myself. So I'll do it while I'm in the vehicle, and then I will do it as I go to sleep. Only problem is there is I'm very tired, and I fall asleep pretty fast, so I may fall asleep upon doing it. Then I've actually dreamt about it. Actually, when you do it in the morning, When you do this exercise in the morning, it will raise up your vibrational frequency, which I've talked a lot about vibrational frequency. That is your energy level. It raises it up, and it will actually set precedence for the day, making it a very good and positive day. The first hour of your day actually sets precedence for the day. So, before you set that goal, I'm going to tell you the rules for setting your goal. Of whatever it is that you want to create, to become a manifester, you have to keep in mind that that goal, you have to keep it positive. All words have to be positive. If you want to create a good, strong, healthy body because you are weak and sick right now, then do not use anything like, I don't want to be sick anymore, I don't want to have cancer. That is all negative. And you're, again, when you're doing that, you're literally focusing then on more negative. So you will keep it all positive. It all has to be very positive. Every word you use has to be positive. Can't be negative. Two, it has to be only in the present tense, as if you have already achieved it. And three, it must be for the good of all concerned. It is best if you focus on yourself or a very close loved one if you're trying to help someone. Because I do know a lady that focused on helping her son get a job, and he did. He got a really good job. So it needs to be the good, must be for the good, for all concerned. So you're not wishing, wanting something negative for someone else, or you're wanting something for someone else that maybe they don't even want. As long as they also want it, and it's for the good, and for all concerned, and it is all positive, then keep it in the present tense. Okay. What we're doing here is we are overriding the blockages that are keeping you from getting what it is that you really want. And the reason that you don't have what you really want, or you're in the situation that you have, which is negative in some way, is because it all started in your mind. It was created within you somehow, some way, from old beliefs, from everything that you've heard, everything that you have said, everything that you have felt, has created the situation that you're in this very day. Like it or not, it's true. So what we're going to do is we're going to learn to first connect with the higher power. And in order to do that, we're going to state five statements that we know to be the truth, the absolute truth, something that is a fact, something that you know that is 100% true, no matter what. And you will say this adamantly, fairly slowly, and when you do, I want you to notice how you feel. But what we're doing here is we're overriding the old belief system, and what we're going to do first is just simply state five statements that we know to be the truth. And the truth is the higher power we're talking about. The truth is God. The truth is source energy. The truth is this higher power that is in everything, that flows into and through everything in our world, in our life. So we say these five statements that are factual, and then we're going to say the one statement that is your goal, the one statement that is not true, but you want it to be true. The one statement that you're going to state is going to be all positive, and it's going to be in the present tense, and it is for the good of all concerned. So, based on that, I will say that the three most popular subjects that people talk to me about, because I am also a life coach and doing hypnosis, the three most popular subjects are health, money, and relationships. So, in a situation where maybe you're single and you can't find someone who loves you, or you're thinking that you're going to be all alone, you're going to grow old, lonely, miserable. So we say these five statements, and maybe your sixth statement that you say, this the last statement that you want to be true, will be something like, the love of my life comes into my life now. The love of my life comes into my life now. So that could be your statement. So let's say five statements that we know are true. And then your last statement whatever your goal is. You can have it be whatever you want to be, but that's just an example in relationships. Let's say the first statement is, I believe 2 plus 2 equals 4. Then you say, I know 2 plus 2 equals 4. Say this with me. You don't have to close your eyes. You don't need to close your eyes. You don't need to meditate. You can say this wherever you're at. You can say this silently to yourself, or you can say it out loud. And I would strongly suggest that if you can, say it where you at least say it loud enough that you can hear it. Hear it with your own ears. Say, I believe I'm alive. I know I am alive. I believe I live on this planet Earth. I know I am living on Earth now. I believe there are 12 months in a year. I know there are 12 months in a year. I am strong and healthy now. Now, that may be something for your health. I believe I am strong and healthy now. Now, that is a very general statement. Then you say, I believe I am strong and healthy now. Or if it has to do with relationships, after you say the five statements, then you say, I believe the love of my life comes into my life now. Then you say, I know the love of my life comes into my life now. If you are broke and you need more money, you just have a hard time paying your bills, and you want to be rich and wealthy, then you can say, I believe I am rich and wealthy now. I know I am rich and wealthy now. That is pretty general, and I would really suggest that you keep your statements to be more specific, and you can add more specifics into them later. This is what's happening. When you go to the page on Blog Talk Radio, to my page on this show, you're going to see a chart, and the chart is colorful, and it's like a huge cone with different colors that go horizontal all the way down to a fine tip. What that is, that came from Christy Marie Sheldon's. She has a program called Love and Above. It is an excellent program. I strongly suggest that if you have some extra money to spend on personal development, I would suggest that you go there. Christy Marie Sheldon in Love and Above. It's called Love and Above. This chart that I put on there is a demonstration of vibrational frequency of energy. And we actually have, modern scientists actually have instruments that has the ability to, the technology to measure the vibrational frequency in anything. They can measure the vibrational frequency in a tree, in a person. So if they measured that vibrational frequency and it was like 35, then you have reached a very low in your life. You are either grieving, you are very severely depressed, you have no energy. Your energy has been zapped. You're very, very depressed. Then it can go down as low as 35, which is above death. Now, if you are full of love and have love for life, and I, in one of my shows, I was teaching you, which was a sequence called The Power, then you will know that when you feel love for everything in life, and when you really appreciate things, when you appreciate someone doing something for you, and you really have this appreciation, you feel it within. And this love goes up, and you might have a vibrational frequency of, say, 500. Well, the whole goal in life is to get your vibrational frequency up and live a life of love and abundance, good health, and really enjoy life and everything in life. So that's what that chart is all about. And what we're doing here is when you state five statements that are true, that are the actual truth, and you're going to find that when you do this the first few times, you may notice a little difference of feeling inside of you, but it's like a muscle. And the more that you do it, the stronger it becomes and the more easily you can activate it. So if there's something that you really, really want, then I would suggest that you do this on a daily basis and you do it frequently through the day. Well, maybe not frequently, but you'll do it frequently for a few sessions. And so you might say, I believe 2 plus 2 equals 4. I know 2 plus 2 equals 4. I believe I'm alive. I know I'm alive. I believe I live on this planet Earth. I know I am living on this planet Earth. I believe there are 12 months in a year. I know there are 12 months in a year. I believe I am strong and healthy now. I know I am strong and healthy. So when you do this, when I do this, the vibrational frequency is so strong, is the more I do it, it to set for a very good and positive day, I may start doing that in the morning, and I may actually just do it while I'm driving, going to work, and then I'll do it, but there's no one around, I'll do it silently, but I feel it, and I have noticed that I can activate it very quickly, and it's so strong, I can feel it go, this, it's like a Kairos that goes up through, up into my shoulders. It's like a tingling. A Kairos is like a tingling where you almost feel like your hair is standing up on end. Kairos is like you feel something like moving into or through you, like an invisible energy field that is going through you. So when you do this, I want you to pay attention to how you feel. Feel your vibrational frequency raising, increasing. Notice what you feel, where it moves inside of you. Is it in your abdomen? Does it go up into your heart? I did it here just a couple of days ago. I was focusing on one thing that I really wanted, and I had been doing it for a few days, and I felt it was almost like I could feel my heart fluttering. It was just so excitement. I just felt so good, and the vibrational frequency was raised up, and it was so strong. I could feel it going from my stomach all the way up into my heart, up into my shoulders. And then yesterday, it just blew me away. I manifested what it was I wanted. And it was just like, it was like a miracle. As God is my witness, it was like a miracle. So, if I can do this, anyone can do this. You can do this. Just practice. Simply find five statements that are true, and you can simply use the ones that I just stated. But know that whatever it is that you state, your five, the first five statements that you state, simply know that whatever it is that you do state, that it is facts, that it is true, that it is 100% the truth. So you are then connecting to your higher power with truth. And you do this at least five times, just four or five times. As you become a master at this and it becomes easier, and as you can increase that vibrational frequency within you very quickly and powerfully, you don't need to say five statements. Just three or four statements will do it. And then go to the statement that is not true, that you want to be true. Go to that, and then you will say whatever it is that you want. You know, most people associate everything with something. So what do you associate your thoughts to? And this goes back to, like, relationship. You know, why are you alone? Why do you not have anybody? Do you associate a relationship with love? Do you associate it with pain? Do you associate it as being hurt? Does someone say, oh, you're bound to get hurt if you fall in love? Have you ever heard that statement? So what do you associate a relationship with? So again, what you're doing is you say the five statements and then say something like, and you don't want to say, so-and-so will fall in love with me again. Then you're trying to play God, and you're trying to then control someone else. Remember, it has to be for the good of everyone. So even if there's someone you want to get back, if someone broke up with you and you want to get back with them, maybe they're really not the right person for you at all. And the only way you would know that is to say something very positive in the present tense, something such as, the love of my life comes into my life now. I believe the love of my life comes into my life now. I know the love of my life comes into my life now. So do you get the picture? Are you following this? Do you understand? And again, with money, do you have a lack of money? Do you not have enough money to buy whatever it is that you really need? Do you not have enough money to pay your bills? Do you struggle financially? Again, we associate, everyone associates something to something. So when it comes to something like money, have you heard statements all the time that you were growing up, something like, money is the root of all evil? Well, those people are filthy rich. Or something like that. So here it is. Again, we're associating with something. So what we're trying to do here is override those old beliefs and get rid of those old beliefs. So decide what it is that you really, 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 really want. And then you're going to override your old beliefs. So if whether it's health, I don't care what state your health is in, I know and I believe and I've witnessed and I've seen it. People have even proven it to me. Other people have proven it to me for over 20 years that you can change any health problem that you have. You can change any for the better. You can improve your health no matter what it is. So don't ever throw in the towel and think, well, you know, well, I have this horrible illness or disease or cancer or tumor, or maybe even you've received the death sentence. And the people that have come to me that has had cancer, even those that have been told that they would die, they were given the death sentence, they're still alive today. They may have exceeded their death sentence. So don't believe everything that you hear. And when you do hear these things, they somehow create this belief in your superconscious mind, your subconsciousness there, and it creates blockages to getting what it is that you really want. So just simply state 4 or 5 factual statements that you know to be the truth. Connect with a higher power, with the truth, God, source energy, whatever you want to call it, whichever you're comfortable with, I guess, and then feel it. And then state a statement you want to be true. You might say, I believe I am strong and healthy. Now, I know I'm strong and healthy now. So whether it's money or it's health or it's relationships, you can change all that. And I would suggest that you do this on a daily basis, morning, noon, and night, if you want it. I mean, I don't know how badly you want it, but if you want it super badly, then I would suggest that you do it more than 3 times a day. But when you do it for at least 10 minutes at a time, 10 to 30 minutes. You know, I don't know, you know, what you've been told, but I know that those old things that you've been told and you thought and you believed because maybe it was your parents, because they carried seniority, they carried power, they are your parents. Everything they told you had to be true, right, because they're your parents. That's not true. They might tell you that money is hard to come by. Money doesn't grow on trees. You know, money is the root of all evil. Does anything like that sound familiar to you? But all those words have done is create blockages that become deep-rooted down in your subconsciousness or your superconscious mind. So this is going to allow you to override all those old beliefs. If you feel like crap, I mean, it may even be a temporary situation. All of a sudden you've got plans for the evening, and that afternoon you start feeling crappy. You can start saying your 4 or 5 statements that are the truth and then say, I believe I feel good, really, really good now. I feel good. I feel really good. I know I feel good. I feel really, really good now. I feel good. If you do that, and I have done this, you will actually feel yourself getting better by the second, by the minute, and the next thing you know, you can override that and change the way you feel. Every cell in your being has its own intelligence. The superconscious mind is your energy field. It is the energy, the spiritual part of you. It is in every single cell in your entire body. Your superconscious mind or your subconsciousness fills every single cell in your entire body. And every cell has its own intelligence. And when you say those 5 statements and then you go to, I feel good, really, really good now. I feel really, really good. I know I feel good. I feel really, really good. I know I feel really, really good now. You say that over and over for 10 to 20 minutes. And I promise you, you will start feeling better. You will override. Or you can focus on that not feeling good, and you can start trying to anticipate what it might be. Maybe you're coming down with flu. Maybe you're getting strep throat. Maybe you're coming down with a bad cold. You're probably getting feverish. And you know, if you focus on that, that's just exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get more of it, and you're going to start feeling worse. And when you're really sick, you're totally satisfied, and you knew that you were right. You know, you can be whatever you want to be. You can have whatever you want to have. and you could do whatever you want to do. If you can conceive it and believe it, you will achieve it. Right now you're riding on your old beliefs, and this will allow you to disconnect from those old negative beliefs. The most talked about, sought after subject really is the health, and I know that there are a lot of health issues. It seems like really more today than ever, and you can and you will change your health status by simply doing this. Remember I said, I'm a hypnotherapist and I hypnotize people, and I tell you that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You are in complete control all the time. When you do this, it is the same thing as self-hypnosis. You are hypnotizing yourself. Whatever your health issues may be, which I get more questions and more feedback on health than anything else, I want you to just very simply create a statement, very carefully writing it with only the positive words in the present tense, and make sure it is for the good of all concerned. You know, if it's your heart, if you have a bad heart, then say your five statements and then say, I believe I have a perfectly good, strong, healthy heart now. I know I have a good, strong, healthy heart now. And you say that over and over. You focus on having a good, strong, healthy heart, and that's exactly what you're going to get. And people have literally done that exact same thing that I'm just telling you about and changed. One lady went from being on the list for a donor for a heart to having a perfectly strong, healthy heart with no problems at all, without any surgeries, by simply using the affirmations I'm just telling you about. If you need money, and money's the next really big issue, if you need money, more money, and a lot of money, then, you know, I ask you, why don't you have it? It's because of your old belief system. Disconnect from that old belief system, override that old belief system, and when you do it, I want you to imagine in your mind, try to picture pictures, the end result, where you're going to go with it. Always try to imagine and see and feel as if you have whatever it is that you really want to have. If it's a new car, for example, if you're driving a beater and it's just breaking down all the time, then you can say, I believe I have more than enough money to buy my new luxury SUV now, fully loaded SUV, whatever. But be specific. I know I have more than enough money now to buy my new luxury, fully loaded SUV now. So whatever it is that you want, just simply write your statement, whatever it is that you want. Carefully construct that statement to be in the present tense only positive words, and for the good of all concerned. Okay, we have a few minutes. If anyone wants to call in, you can call in to me. And I'm going to try this because they've changed the system here, but you can try it. You can call 347-637-2998 if you have a question or comment or would like to add to the show if it's relevant or related to what it is that we are doing here and talking about. Then you can call in and you have questions. I have about 10 minutes left. If you want to call in, because I do have a few live callers on, if you want to call in 347-637-2998, you can call in. I have something to share with you. A friend sent this over to me, which I thought was really rich. I thought this was good. It's called Lesson of Time, Karma. When a bird is alive, it eats ants. When the bird is dead, ants eat the bird. Time and circumstance can change at any time. Don't devalue or hurt anyone in life. You may be powerful today, but remember, time is more powerful than you. One tree makes a million matchsticks. Only one matchstick needed to burn a million trees. So be good and do good. Also, Enoch Tan, I have a caller, so I'm going to see if I can make this work. I'm not sure. Okay, do I have you on? Hello?
Yes, you do. Hello?
What is your name?
It's Jay.
Jay? Hi, Jay.
Hey there. look into your show here. It's really interesting what you're saying, the five things. I didn't catch being in the show. Maybe I'll download it through Blog Talk. But five things that are true, what do you mean by that?
You probably have to go back and listen to the whole show, but the five statements that are true, that are actually factual, that you know to be true, 100% true, then when you say it, you say the words and you say them fairly slowly, then what you're doing is you're connecting with that higher power. There is a higher power that flows into and through everything. I call it God, scientists call it source energy. But basically, you're connecting with that power, and you are pure energy as well. So when you're stating statements that are factual and true, you're going to raise your vibrational frequency within, and you connect with that higher power. The next statement you say after that is the statement that is not true, that you want it to be true. And that's how you become a manifester. It's a quick, short crash lesson of becoming a manifester into creating what it is that you really, really want. The first step is you're going to have to figure out what it is that you really want. And actually, go back to the beginning of the show, and the first thing you have to do is you have to stop all the negative chatter that flows into your mind randomly. Stop the negative talk, the negative thoughts, the negative feelings, because even when you become good at manifesting, then if you're still letting that negative chatter, it's going to erase or wipe out all the good that you've done. It'll counteract everything that you've done. So you stop the negative chatter, and then you go to truth and facts, and then you make your statement what it is that you actually want to manifest. So, everybody, we're getting like a summary now, and this is good. So this is really very good, because I need to do that anyway. You get a summary of basically what it is that we're doing here. So you stop the negative chatter, then you connect with higher power, with the truth, raising your vibrational frequency. When you do that, when you say these five statements, I believe, and then say the statement that you know is true, and then you say, I know, and then you say the statement, you will start to feel, it's like a muscle, the more you do it, the stronger that vibrational frequency you'll feel.
Okay.
I think the others can hear us. I'm not real sure because they changed the system on me, and when I put you on, it looks like I may put them on hold. I'm not sure. Anyway, go back and listen to the whole show, but it's kind of a crash course on manifesting and creating what it is that you really want. So you'll learn to raise up your vibrational frequency, and then when you get it raised up really high, which Christy Sheldon calls it love or above, you get up to 500, then you become a true manifester. And then you put the statement there, I believe, whatever it is that you want to create or have or do. So if it's, let's say, it's a relationship, someone that you want to get into a relationship with, then you can say, I believe the love of my life comes into my life now. I know the love of my life comes into my life now. And so that's manifesting a good relationship. You don't try to control other people, but it has to be for the good of everyone concerned.
Okay.
Do you understand?
And yeah, how often do you do these statements?
At least three times. Many? Yeah, at least three times a day. I would suggest 10 to 30 minutes in the morning, 10 to 30 minutes. I wake up in the morning, set my alarm about a half an hour early, and then I start doing that. It really sets precedence for the whole day. It gets me feeling really, really good and energetic and happy. And then you go on through the day. I may do it when I'm driving, but at least 10 minutes, and as you manifest and actually see this happening, seeing miracles happen, then you may want to do it even more or longer and make your goals a little bigger.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And then do it as you're going to sleep at night.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you for joining us, Jay. We're going to sign off.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're going to sign off, and so if you want more information on me, you can actually go to www.thehypnosisqueen.com. That is www.thehypnosisqueen.com. You can also download, I have Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis on CD Baby, which is only $9.99 at cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, / Cheryl J. Savage, C-H-E-R-Y-L-J-S-A-V-A-G-E. Also, you can also get general healing of health problems with hypnosis from CD Baby as well. Thank you for joining us, and I'll be back on and join us again next week.